This is The Spark, where we're always interested in stories of personal reinvention. I'm Martha Woodruff. Unity Church was founded in 1889 by Charles and Myrtle Fillmore in Kansas City, Missouri, as part of the growing New Thought movement in America. Unity describes itself as culturally Christian and universally inclusive. There are currently 1,000 Unity churches and study groups around the world, one of which is in Charlottesville. I met Don Lansky, co-minister of the Charlottesville Unity Church, over the phone when he called to alert us that WMRA was having some signal problems on his side of the mountains. We got to talking about what he does and why he does it, and I invited him to come on over and be a part of the Spark. But it wasn't just Don who came. It was Don and his wife slash co-minister, Patricia, as well. I want to ask you, first of all, why I got both of you. Why you travel as a duo?
Yes. Well, it's we are truly a team. We are absolutely co-ministers. It's not the man minister and his little wife. It's both of us together. And we have equal responsibility at the church. We have equal ability. And we work really, really well as a team. And part of what we realized when we got into ministry was that this was something that we actually were bringing to illustrate, to demonstrate by our being together, that a man and a woman could work very well together, and that the balance of power could be very, very full as well. So I guess we didn't even think about
not
come together.
Yeah, yes.
Didn't occur to us.
You both were at some point very busy not being co-ministers. Can I hear a little bit about where you came from professionally?
Yeah, well, I've had a lot of different jobs over my lifetime, but the last thing that I was doing was in the cruise industry in Miami. So I was the senior vice president of a large cruise agency that we built. We started with two of us, and we ended up with about 100 people, and I think the $65 million in annual sales, something like that. It was a big company. And I did that for about 13 years, but for probably about 11 or 12 of those years, I kind of really wanted to become a minister. So
why? People, you know, run cruise businesses and don't want to become ministers.
Yeah, I know. You will hear in the halls of clergydom, whatever the faith denomination is, you will hear about the calling, you know, in my seminary class, that was a big subject. What was your calling to ministry? And people would say that, Holy Spirit came to me, or Jesus came to me, or I heard a voice, or I had a dream, or whatever. For me, it was just something that inside that just felt like I had to do this. I think the overarching reason for that is just to be of service and to help people. That's kind of the—
To be of service to—
To other people.
To
yeah.
other people.
Yeah, that was really kind of the driving thing. So I found building a cruise business to be very fascinating and very busy and very financially lucrative, but it wasn't filling that inner need that I had to just be of service to people and to God.
Were you attending a Unity church?
I was.
At this time. So when did you become a Unity church person?
Probably in, would have been in about 1983, I think.
Okay. And what brought you to that? What's your religious history?
Well, I grew up in a Jewish family, actually. Mm-hmm. But after my bar mitzvah when I was about 13, I didn't feel much connection to that tradition, which is really ironic because in seminary I learned more about Judaism and I got to really get what that whole thing was about, something that I didn't get in my family. My family wasn't very religious.
And what did not attract you about Judaism as a young kid or a teenager?
I have to be very careful because it is a rich, wonderful tradition. So I don't want to speak against that tradition. So in my experience, I would say that even though I was taking Hebrew lessons, I didn't really understand much of what was going on. Number one, and I also felt that there was something about the relationship with higher power, you know, which, you know, that there was, which I didn't really understand until I went to college. When I went to college and I was in those teen years of really searching, wanting to know what the meaning of life was and all of that, that I stumbled upon meditation. It just intuitively felt that any answer I was looking for intuitively was inside. And I'd read Siddhartha about 12 times. So I kind of got that meditation might be a good thing. And then some teachers came along, you know, transcendental meditation teachers, and I learned how to meditate. And then I became a transcendental meditation teacher. I went to France and Belgium and Switzerland and studied with Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. And then I taught TM for about 10 years full time.
And where was this and when?
I taught TM I became a teacher in 1974. I taught in Syracuse and Wisconsin and all across the upstate New York regions and then down in West Palm Beach, Florida and Fort Lauderdale and all over the place.
Were you moving around for professional reasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so when that just became difficult financially to continue, that's when I moved to Florida and kind of fell into this cruise stuff. I really did literally fall into it.
That sounds like you slipped on a banana peel.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
ended up in the cruise business. Right. Okay, so you were attending a Unity church.
Mm-hmm.
And what attracted you? Was that the first time you had attended a church?
Yeah.
Since leaving the Jewish tradition.
Yeah, actually how that happened was I was the center chairman for TM in West Palm Beach, and right around the corner there was a Unity church. And I remember that Edgar Mitchell, the astronaut, was coming to speak about his mystical experiences on his moon mission. And that was fascinating. So I went over and I listened to that. And then the next couple of weeks later, they had this very famous Indian yogi coming. And I thought, this is a very cool place. So I started attending. That was kind of my entry into Unity. And they meditate during the service. We do that also during our Sunday services. We always have a time of meditation and silence, and because we feel that's a very powerful connecting link with whatever one considers to be their higher power. And so that was the beginning of it.
All right, back then. Patricia, it's your turn.
Yes, well, my path seemed at the time circuitous, but actually there was kind of a divine order in all of it. When I was growing up, I was very, very interested in the theater and the classics. And I went to college for acting and theater and teaching also. And pursued that path for a number of years, became a professional actress in New York and in regional Shakespearean rep company. And at a certain point, I felt like I wanted to give more individually of my life and of my service.
Were you practicing any religion at this time?
I grew up as a Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
I loved my church growing up. I loved Catholicism. It was at the time of the protests of the war and the Berrigan brothers who were Jesuit priests. And I loved the Jesuits. I felt that they had so much intelligence and understanding of this spiritual process. I loved going to church. I loved it. When I moved away from Buffalo, where I grew up, and that was just a very rich place for Catholicism, I didn't find that similar kind of intelligent awareness and infusion of the liturgy. I was in Miami, and it was an entirely different part of the Catholic Church. I feel there's so many different parts of the Catholic Church. It didn't speak to me anymore.
Patricia Lansky, who's a licensed clinical social worker, was in Miami working as a private psychotherapist when she wandered into Unity Church for the first time to meet both her calling and her husband. That church in Miami also had co-ministers.
And what I heard from them was an integrity, a depth. I heard that I have the light of God in me. I have the Christ potential within me. And it was an amazing paradigm shift for me growing up feeling that I was a sinner, you know, that that was my who I was, you know, and that I would never really be able to really progress that far because that's who I was.
Christ potential.
Yes.
What does that mean?
The Christ potential, the way that we see it, is that...
Now, is this you as a person or you as a minister?
Teachings from Unity.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But make it as personal as
okay.
you can.
Okay. What the Christ potential means to me is that I and all of us have within us the spark of divinity that lives in us, as us, and that we are actually a representation of the potential of God, that we have consciousness within us that can continue to evolve. And if I look over my life and I see that I'm not the same person that I started out as, and that is consciousness that has been developing. And that development of consciousness, if we take it to the far extreme, like Teilhard de Chardin spoke about, that we can become the expression, the full expression of God moving in and through this world. And it gives such empowerment, such hope for a life, you know, that we can continue to grow and develop right up until the end, you know, right up until the end and probably beyond because we are eternal souls. but it gives such empowerment, such excitement, such potential for everything that we might choose in this life. And to me, that was everything. That was just everything.
Sounds as though quite a lot of rigor perhaps comes with this. Because if you have the Christ potential, you probably can't park that for, you know, an hour and a half or so while you lose your temper. Well, how do you handle human imperfection?
Well, you can and you do because we are human. But mm-hmm. you're right about the rigor because what it demands is being awake. You know, it means being awake to that each moment is a choice point. You know, each moment is a conscious choice of do I want to be in alignment with whatever it is that we, you know, however you call that, the highest in humanity or the highest in God or the highest in Jesus or Buddha or Krishna, or, you know, do we want to align
whatever.
With that? The great whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to align with that or do we want to, you know, go off and hold on to our anger and revenge and our pettiness and our littleness and our smallness? And, you know, there is a choice in those moments, but to know the choice, mm-hmm. it's great rigor. You need to be awake.
There you have it from Don and Patricia Lansky, two inspired midlife ministerial reinventists. You'll find a link to the Charlottesville Unity Church on the Spark page at WMRA.org.